Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 26th of February, 2018. It is a Monday morning, a bright and early Monday morning. I have to say, I just woke up like at 4 o'clock and I was wide awake and I thought, wow, and what day is it? And you know, you have to remember where you're at and what time it is. And I thought, gosh, it's Monday morning. This is going to be a good week. There's something good. Everything is moving. And I know we have crazy things happening in our world all over the place, but you know, generally we're in a good place. It doesn't seem like it sometimes, but we really, really are. And the more we believe that, the more it happens and the more we see it and talk about it and think it. And I realized that we have, each and every one of us has these great thoughts. A lot of them. I've talked to a lot of people. They tell me great things. And then I say, but what happened? Why didn't you do it? And the biggest reason I would hear is time. I don't have time. So I started asking more questions. Like, well, what happens in your day? Well, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do that. And okay, now you've done all of that. What happens in the downtime or time in between? Well, I have to wait for this and I have to wait for that. And I thought, oh, so I get it then. It's not that they don't have time. It's that they didn't have a plan. So when they do have time, they think, oh, I finally have some time to rest, or I finally have some time to do this. When following your plan, is it not resting? It's just following your plan. But you got to make one. So I thought, okay, how do we trick ourselves the best? So I'd ask everybody, okay, how do you keep yourself going with that thought and still feel good about the fact that you really didn't do anything to pursue what you really want to do, whatever it is, whether you wanted to buy a house or you wanted to build something or you wanted to write something or you wanted to paint or you wanted to take your kids somewhere, whatever it is. And the thing they said to me most was, I'll get to it one day. You don't realize that if it's actually something you want to do with your children, that they really are going to grow up and they really are going to move away and they will be the biggest visual you will have of how long it took you to never get to what you wanted to do with them. Because all of a sudden, you'll be standing there and you'll realize you have 3 months left with your kid because they're going to go off to college somewhere. And once they do, for a while there, economically, people were going back home, but they're not coming back home anymore. That's going to be the last 3 months you live with your child the way you do. And then you start to say, wow, time really went by fast. And I never did get to do that. That's how you start thinking. Now, all of a sudden, we have this great appreciation for time. But the bigger question is, how do we make what's most important the least time-driven thing we do in our lives? We become these thinkers, and the thinking kind of pacifies us because we feel like we've done something. So my first question to Christ was, tell me maybe something a little simpler, because we're only here for a finite amount of time. And I just like to know that while we're here, that each of us has done at least one thing we dream about. Because, you know, it changes throughout life. When you're little, you want certain things. And most of the time, we get something close or exactly what we wanted. Because we're different. We have more time to think about it. We kind of cry if someone says no. And, you know, we have our way of getting things. That's the beauty of kids. They don't know when to stop. But then we get older and we get these feelings and we get shy or we feel we don't deserve it or we have self-worth issues or whatever issues we have that come to play, whatever those are, they become what drive our life. Well, I can't do this. I got to graduate from school. Well, I can't do this. I got to get a job. Well, I can't do this. My job is, you know, really busy and I just started. And I can't do this because now I'm so busy at work and I'm going to be getting married. And, oh, and I can't do this because now I'm busy at work, I'm married, and I'm going to have a kid. Well, I can't do this. I got to take my kid everywhere. And then what happens? It never happens. And then one day we say, why? We ask ourselves, hey, why? Why couldn't I do that? I think it would have changed the trajectory of my life. So when I asked, it went right back to the roots of when I first saw Christ, when he told me I would bridge people's souls back to them, and I had to figure out what that meant. And it took me a while because I kept thinking it meant something different along the way. But I really loved when he said you would bridge people's souls back to them, because then I knew that they wouldn't need anybody anymore if they just knew what that meant. If I knew what it meant enough to teach somebody or to show somebody. And he said, between you and your dream, whatever it is, even if it's just having more quiet time in your world, build a bridge to it. Mentally start saying to yourself, okay, how will I get there? And if I were you, I would pull out a pen and paper, because I forget stuff I think about the minute somebody interrupts me. I'm like, oh, wow. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm going, what was I thinking about? And I can't remember sometimes. But literally write, my bridge, just my bridge to whatever it is. Fill in the blank. My bridge to speaking engagements. Let's say that's me. Okay, how am I going to do that? How do I think I'm going to do it? And once I think about, oh, I would probably, you know, write down what I want to talk about. You know, what are my topics? And then I would say, maybe I could rent a little spot or go to a meetup or, you know, get some friends together and talk about it. See what that feels like, which I kind of done that already, but now I'm looking for venues, and now I'm looking in creating different kinds of ways to speak. One of them was radio. But now that I've done radio, what happened? My dream said, oh, wow, I want to see people now too. And oh, wow, I know now I can make a difference. I know because I've been doing this for so long, and I have done it with all my heart. And in my heart now, I know that I'm ready to do this. So let me start with that. And then let me start being a guest on other people's shows. Because now I just want to see people. That's the difference. So what's the bridge I can build between me and getting to other people? And I start to write those things down all the way till I cross the bridge. Okay, now I have done that. I've done that now for 3 years, 2 years, 5 years. Where did that take me? So just build the bridge so you could see your walk across it till you get to the other side of it. Because it's not just about doing it. It's about trusting yourself enough along the way. It's about seeing how you do things and having the patience to do them, because one of the biggest reasons I got from people I talked to about why they didn't cross it. Not only was it time, their patience wasn't there. Because they want the dream and they want it to happen, but that in between, that building the bridge, how am I going to get there, didn't exist. And so because it didn't exist, neither did the dream or the thought or the yearning or the desire or the wanting to grow your soul. It's the easiest thing to put off because our soul doesn't usually fight us. People on the outside fight us, so we respond. They need something from us, they're on us. But our soul, we can tell it to be quiet pretty easily. And it listens to us pretty well because it's obedient to whatever we want. But boy, when you start scratching the surface of your own soul, you have no idea what you will find. And when I say you have no idea, you really don't. Because that part of us is the most exciting part of us that we will ever, ever find in life, inside or outside of us. When you start to tap in to what you already know and put that knowledge to use, you almost can't help what happens. Because that when you see people who are driven, that's what they did. Our power is already there. And I'm going to tell you, it came with you. And it will leave with you there for the asking. And it's interesting that we have to be taught how to ask ourselves for anything. When Christ first told me, you will bridge souls back to them, my first question was, why? My second question was, who? And my third question was, how? I didn't know. And it took me a long time. The who was the biggest one. Who are these people? I'm like working single with my two kids and my little circle of friends and my little life. And the who at first turned out to be that circle of people I knew. I just didn't know that we all needed to be shook a little bit and rattle what's inside a little bit so that things can fall into place where our eyes are open a little bit wider. And if I can tell you this was a million baby steps, it was a million baby steps, and I think I started over a couple times in this 15 years. But build a bridge. How will you get to the other side? The second thing Christ said, so now we've got build a bridge and how. He said, begin the transition. Just begin it. Start with the first thing that you wrote on your bridge. And I can just visualize somebody drawing a bridge and putting on that bridge along the way, the different parts, until you get to the other side. But begin the transition, and that's only by starting with number one. You go back to the how, and now you add to it, do. I will do this week. I will do it this week. I just got in the chat that the Blog Talk phone number isn't working. Blog Talk is really fickle. Sometimes you have to try again and again, or if it's just not working, I'm so sorry. It happens to me. Once in a while, for some reason, Blog Talk doesn't come through. And I'm sorry about that. I hope that maybe she can get in through the page, through the Facebook page. So now we begin the transition. So now we add to the how, do. Now you're doing something. And the third thing Christ said was transform from the how to the do to the be. And, you know, when people say just be, I'm always like, what does that mean, just be? be it. Start to talk to yourself in a way that says to you, oh, this is who I am now. I'm a person who's actually working towards something I really want to do in my life. I'm crossing the bridge. This is what I look like crossing the bridge. This is what I feel like crossing the bridge. This is how I dress crossing the bridge. These are the people I know crossing the bridge. Look at how it affects your entire life. Because you know what's going to happen is when you're probably in the middle of that bridge, you're going to find out that the people that you're working with, not everybody in your life, but the people that you're working with also transforms. You start seeing, listening to, gravitating towards other people who also are crossing the bridge. It's one of the most amazing, enlightening experiences of any of our lifetimes to discover that level of passion just by writing a plan and following it and knowing that other people around you can support and help you. They can support your thoughts. They can give you advice along the way. You become more transparent by saying, hey, you know what? I'm trying to do this. This is how I'm trying to do it. There's something I need. I don't know what it is. Or I need this, and be specific about what you need. And once you're specific about what you need, even if those are not the people that can help you with it, you will start to look for either the people or the things or the places that you need to help you support yourself to get to the other side of this bridge. And as you do it, the kinds of things that normally stop us, like, I don't deserve this, I don't know how to be this person, all that stuff starts to fade away. Why? It's because you're proving it wrong. That voice in our heads that tends to get more attention than it deserves, that tells us we can't, or why would we, or it's going to disturb my life, or I love my pattern, or I love my habits, but my habits aren't supporting my dreams, and then I wonder why I'm bored. One of the biggest catch-22s in any of our lives is the boredom, because sometimes we are so inundated with pressure and stress that we can't wait till we have nothing to do. But then when we have nothing to do, we realize that all the stuff that's pressuring and stressing us doesn't matter to us. And then we start to feel sad when we're bored because we're like, but I don't get to do anything I want. But the bottom line is, when you start doing what you want, when you start doing what you love, your entire physiological existence, I don't know if I said that word right, but you know what I mean, you change. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up more awake. When you go to bed at night, you fall dead asleep. When you are awake and you're running around your day, there's a different energy that swirls around you. That's moving, that's talking, that's exploring, that's asking questions. Even in the middle of all the stress and pressure that we have, this is stronger than it. It is one of the most amazing transitions you will ever do in your life, is to simply write out a plan and do it. And I have a feeling that anyone listening today has done it at some point in their lives, and we all know it works. We all know it works. but we probably just didn't do it for a while. We didn't revisit that strength. We didn't revisit that power that we have. But once you built your bridge, and once you begin the transition, then comes the transformation. You go from how to doing it to being it, and then it just becomes who you are. And that's the one part that I realized was the scariest part for everyone. The scariest part was becoming who you are, because a lot of times people don't know how to deal with themselves, with their own change. And I just want to remind you that even change you want will feel stressful to you. Not because it's bad, but any kind of change where you take your body and put it through another routine. Let's say the thing you want to get to the other side of is how you eat or what you eat. Maybe you want to change the times, like you don't want to eat after 7 anymore because it keeps you awake all night. You know, you get too much energy when you don't need it. Or you don't want to eat after 7 at night because you want to just kind of shed a few pounds. But let's say you normally eat at 10 every night before you go to bed. That's going to put stress on you. So at least anticipate while you're building your plan and you're trying to cross this bridge that, wow, I'm going to feel really uncomfortable when I change my plan from what I'm doing to what I want to do. Oh, well, you know what? Let me give myself a week to get used to that. I may not like it, but if you can foresee that you're not going to like it, you can foresee that it's going to be hard for you, plan to do other things that take you through that time so that the habit of what you did, in addition to the food that you were eating at that time, are both addressed. Have patience with yourself. Give yourself a cushion. And let yourself know, hey, you know what? This isn't going to be easy. It looks great on paper, but wow, maybe one day I'll do it. Just start doing it. If you write your plan today, do it tonight. Just don't eat after 7. See what happens. You'll be shocked that you actually could do it. And you know what you'll find out is the next morning when you wake up, you won't even remember right away. And then the next day you'll be like, oh my gosh, I got to do this again. But if you do it again and then again, and you go from how to doing, what happens? You become it. You build the bridge, you begin the transition, and you witness the transformation. And then you realize that that formula, you can do anything with. Whatever it is you want to do in your life, build a bridge, begin the transition, and witness the transformation, and accept and witness the transformation. You have to let yourself know. I know it sounds funny to say because, you know, it's like it's you, but we need to guide ourselves through change, through transition, through transformation. We need to pay attention at that time more than any other time. Think when you go to school, it's not like you just walk in school at 5 years old and graduate in 8th grade with nothing happening in between. A lot of people guide you. You have a teacher who walks you through things. And you need to do that for yourself in this time. And the one thing I would say was my hardest hurdle was the patience, because patience takes time, and time is something we feel we don't have. And we put ourselves off first before we'll put anybody else off. So you have to, in your mind, say, in 2 months, this is where I'll be. In 3 months, this is where I'll be. In 4 months, this is where I'll be. Let it take you 6 months. It may not you may not need that much time, but give yourself that much time. Because then you can accept that you have space to grow. Sometimes even easy stuff takes us a while to acclimate to. But I will tell you, just know that when you start scratching the tip of the iceberg of how you feel about what you want to do, it may take you down a different road, but it will be a road that will never disappoint you. There is a very amazing part of us. And I realize as life goes on that my work, my life, is dedicated to reminding us. I'm not telling anyone anything new. Everything I've said today, you already know and probably have done it. May not have done it for a while, but probably have done it. But I know what's in there. I know what people are capable of. In the beginning, when I first saw Christ, I wanted to fix everybody, take care of everybody. But I realized I'm not helping anyone if I'm fixing them, because then they don't know how to fix themselves. I just did it. And then if they needed fixing again, they needed me again. Well, what if I died? Who was going to fix them then? Now they had no tools. So in my heart, learned, and it took me a while because I'm a mom mentality. I have that mom in me. It's so strong. But I had to scale back. And I had to say, what am I really giving someone? What am I giving my kids? What am I allowing to come from the outside in to my life that's getting in the way? And do I need those excuses to stop me from facing what I really want to do? Am I? That was a good question. And you know what? I was. I felt that what I wanted to do was so big that there's no way I'd have the time. And that one day I would. And then I realized that once I wrote the plan, everything started going boom, 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 boom. And I honestly, it took me a while to accept it because it was scary to me to be the person I knew I can be. And I don't even know why it was scary, just because I never did it before. I never listened to myself to that level before. But now I'm getting used to listening to myself, and I'm really liking it, like really liking it. Because I feel like I have a friend in me. I am my friend now. I'm not thinking that I don't have any resources. And I'm pushing now. I'm pushing us into remembering how capable not only are we, but how capable we can be once we tap into that capability. Because you cannot begin to predict where it will take you. And you got to let it take you, because that's what the whole point is. If we knew the answer to the end of the question, then there's no point in doing anything. Just remember, build a bridge. Today, build a bridge and let the transformations and let the transitions begin. You guys have a great Monday. I will see you tomorrow. I love you guys so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.